We are back here on News Radio KMAN, joined this morning by Congressman Tracy Mann from the Big First District. He joins us in studio this morning on Good Friday. Good to see you here.
Great being here. I know we do this quite a bit. A lot of times I'm on the phone, but it's great to get to be here in person. Great to be in Manhattan today. Stops in Wamego, Manhattan, Clay Center, Abilene today, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's got to be great for you to get out of the D.C. area, come back to visit with your constituents.
100%. You know, we live in Salina, and I commute to D.C. for votes, but you know, it's so refreshing to get out, to have the time to be able to talk to Kansans. And that's what a lot of this week's been. Next week will be as well. But talking to farmers, you know, how they're going, met with sale barn owners, other business owners, have meetings at K-State today. For me, nothing gets out and, you know, replaces getting out and getting to talk to Kansans about how they're thinking about things, what's going on, and how we can be helpful.
Yeah, you know, farmers, there's all kinds of stuff, you know, going on with them right now. It's a little tough times right now. I know fertilizer's gone up. There's all sorts of uncertainty, but we do have a farm bill in place now, at least some sort of a farm bill. Can you talk a little bit about what's been going on lately in D.C.?
Yeah, well, and you nailed it. I mean, farming's very, very difficult right now, where the costs of inputs are, and then you combine that with where commodities are. It just doesn't work unless we have fantastic yields. Last year, a lot of producers all over the state did have really good yields. That's helpful, but you can't plan on that. In the big, beautiful bill passed last summer, we did a lot of things to really strengthen the safety net for agriculture, things our producers depend the most on, specifically crop insurance, which is strengthened and fortified for the next 6 years. So that's locked and in place for 6 years now. That matters a lot. Raising reference prices, strengthening ARC and PLC, that's really helpful. But there's still more to do to finish up a farm bill. House Ag Committee, which I serve on, last month we passed out of committee a really good bill. There's no perfect farm bill, but a really good farm bill to button up the remainder of the things that we need to get done for agriculture.
So what's the next step for that then?
Yeah, so it's passed the House Ag Committee, bipartisan, which is important, and now it goes to the floor of the House. We're hearing we'll get floor time for that. I'm optimistic here when we get back after Easter, we'll see the exact date, and then the Senate will have a version as well. Those two versions will need to, you know, come together, be conferenced, but it's way past time that we get a farm bill done, Brandon. I've been on the floor of the House 35, 36 times now, urging the rest of Congress to get serious about doing a five-year farm bill, hoping that's going to come to fruition here pretty quick.
Yeah. It has. When was the last time we had it? It's been several years.
Well, no, really, yeah, it has, 2018. And oh, wow. So, you know, now it continues to be extended. That matters. The important thing, though, for us, the most important program I hear about from our farmers all the time is crop insurance, which is just so important as we try to manage risk here in Kansas agriculture for our Kansas farmers. The good news is that is done, is in a better place than it's ever been, but we need to get the other items finished up as well.
Well, with that said here, we mentioned the price of everything going up. There's a big reason for that. A lot of conflict going on right now in the Middle East. The president spoke about it this week here with what's going on in Iran. That situation, I know it's complicated at the moment here, but did you hear anything that the president said that gave you any sort of optimism for at least the progress we're making over there?
Yeah, well, you know, the president's very transparent. One of the things I really appreciate about him, and it's very clear that this is not a forever action. You know, he threw out two or three more weeks. It's very clear as he's thinking about it, as I'm talking to folks, Department of War and others, you know, there's going to be a definitive end to this. But we also can't leave wound heartway finished. And the number one priority is making sure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. You know, they are the world's number one sponsor of terror. You cannot have our biggest adversary and the world's number one sponsor of terror than have nuclear weapons. They were just a couple of weeks out from being able to have the nuclear material to make up to 10, 11 nuclear weapons. That's why action had to be taken. But we now need to finish the job, wrap up, and you know, move on.
The Strait of Hormuz, that's been talked about a lot, and that I didn't know much about it until this whole thing developed. Boy, the downside of that, not having it open, really impacts trade, as we've seen with gas prices and other things. How quickly do you think we can get that back open?
Yeah, well, it all depends on, you know, how things play out with Iran. You know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, if Iran would just take this oil revenue they have and use it to care for their people instead of developing nuclear weapons and sponsoring terrorism, you know, their people would be better off, oil markets would calm down, the whole world would be at a different place. Unfortunately, they have chosen and continue to choose not to do that. We will see what happens there. All that oil in the Persian Gulf, you know, so much of it flows through the Strait of Hormuz, which is the choke point. But we'll move forward and get to a better place. The good thing is, as well, don't forget that we, in America, we produce more oil now than we ever have. Our reserves are greater than that. Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, that's a good thing. So, yes, we've seen an increase in the oil price. We need to see that go back down. It would be much worse if we didn't lessen the regulations and really let our oil producers do what they do best, which is produce, you know, fantastic fossil fuel right here in the USA.
Yeah, I got to ask you, did the president maybe bite off more than he can chew here getting into this war here?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, you look at what our military is able to do. You know, we've gone in and totally taken out all of their air defense systems very quickly. We've gone in, destroyed their Navy. I mean, it is not like that has been the outcome of this, engagement was ever in question because of, and credit our strong military, which is like anything in the world. So, no, he's not biting off more than he can chew. The challenge he had and the world faces is we cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. And too many administrations in the past have done nothing. They've delayed. They kicked the can down. Well, we got to a point where they were just within a couple of weeks of having the material again for 10 or 11 nuclear warheads. Cannot let that happen. That's why this action was necessary. We'll get through it, and I'm looking forward to us doing that.
Yeah, well, hopefully sooner than later. I think most people would like to see that happen.
Me as well. Yeah, we need to get this wrapped up as soon as we can. But also, while we're there, we've got to achieve our objectives, and that's to make sure that Iran does not have and is not able to have a nuclear weapon. Paramount to the United States safety.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Again, we're speaking with Congressman Tracy Mann here on News Radio KMAN. The DHS shutdown continues. Any end in sight for that here? I know we got some progress made, at least for the TSA workers.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing's been very frustrating. I voted four times now to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. And that was, you know, three separate times to fund them through the end of the year, and then most recently last week, actually over the weekend, to fund them for 60 days just to do an extension of their funding. Unfortunately, folks on the other side of the aisle have not been willing to come to the table and do that as well. The president just announced that he is going to, you know, not only pay TSA agents or, you know, folks that are at airports, but also all employees at the Department of Homeland Security. He is able, via an executive order, to do that. So that's going to occur. Meanwhile, there's going to be a push on our part to fund Department of Homeland Security, really maybe for the next few years through this process called reconciliation, which is a technical process that we'll work on in Washington, D.C. But we need to get those folks funded, Border Patrol, TSA agents, you know, the people that are responsible for defending us. Let's have their back. Let's defend. Let's make sure that they're getting paid as they're working to defend us and keep us safe.
Any idea where that money comes from to pay those workers?
Yeah, so the Department of Homeland Security has monies, you know, that they can access, okay, some reserves that they have, and they're going to tap into those reserves to be able to pay people. Now, they can't do that indefinitely.
Sure.
We've had multiple meetings, conversations, just left a call talking about, you know, the authority that they have to legally be able to do that. They can do that. They will do that. They should do that. I agree with the president's actions there. But meanwhile, we need to get Department of Homeland Security funded for the long haul so that we're, you know, standing up for the people that are caring for and protecting us.
You know, we had another close call here with a I don't know if it was a military helicopter, but there was a helicopter and a plane that nearly collided in the California, Anaheim area of California, similar to what we saw in D.C. in January of last year, I guess it was, involving that flight to Wichita. Boy, we don't want to see anything like that again. What can be done to, you know, improve things at the FAA?
Yep. So I sat on the transport, the Ag Committee, also the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And just last week, we passed out of the Transportation Infrastructure Committee the most comprehensive air safety legislation really in a generation or that I've ever seen. You know, when the horrible crash happened over the Potomac over a year ago, the flight that originated in Wichita, the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, they then, you know, look at the what exactly happened, and then they had 50 recommendations. The bill that I strongly supported, spoke in favor of, and that we passed out last week takes all 50 of those recommendations, rolls that into legislation to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that never happens again. That's called the ALERT Act. It's passed the House Transportation Committee. It'll quickly go to the floor. Something else will happen in the Senate as well. So looking forward to getting all 50 of those provisions, recommendations implemented, signed into law to keep our air travel as safe as possible.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you here as we, I know we have only just a few more minutes here with you, but, you know, there's some good news this week that happened in Wamego, some economic development news, Axiota, biomanufacturing company here in the Wamego, announced their global headquarters are going to be moving from Fort Collins to Wamego. Obviously, some exciting news for our area for economic development. That's great, you know, obviously for this whole area.
No, it really is. And, you know, you look at MBAF, you look at BRI, you look at K-State, and then we have this animal health corridor that I would say really starts here in Manhattan and then, you know, moves east over to Columbia. But this is yet another feather in our cap, you know, and this is what we do well in this region. They had some employees here already. Really glad that they chose Wamego to be their corporate headquarters moving forward. To have a headquarters in Wamego is a really big deal. And I congratulate the folks in Pottawatomie County, the people in Wamego, and really the company for choosing a great location to keep growing their business and moving forward.
You know, I was talking to someone from economic development over there in Pottawatomie County yesterday. You know, there seems like the sky's the limit for this area for that kind of growth. Hopefully we'll see more of that.
I just left a bioscience company in Wamego, you know, on my way over here. Brandon, you know, they're doing some great research there, but tremendous potential. Wamego, man, hey, you know, this whole region, sky's the limit, as you said, and I think we ought to be really excited about, one, the you know, technology that's being developed, but also the great people we have, the scientists, the researchers, and the business people we have to then commercialize those advancements and those discoveries for the benefit of the economy and the benefit of the country.
Well, Congressman, it's always good to see you. I'll let you get back to your busy day here, and we'll see you again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Brandon.